Banff Mayor Karen Sorensen joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
I'm well, Rob. How are you doing? I understand we're on baby watch.
Yeah, it's coming pretty soon. The little guy's coming out here, but happy to be on air and chatting with you about Monday's council meeting and a big decision.
Housing is on council's mind, and this was a decision around our housing projects. Council gave second and third reading to the borrowing bylaw that would enable the town to borrow $965,000 for the acquisition of the lease of the lands, the demolition costs, which we're sharing with Parks Canada, and also the preliminary civil engineering assessments that need to be done and community consultation as well.
I know that at council yesterday you heard from a couple of delegations, and you've also heard from people at a series of open houses and public meetings. Can you tell us about some of the feedback you've received?
We heard from three members of the public at the appropriate time during the meeting. Council then made their own comments and spoke to the urgent need of housing that is below market and also the need for rental housing. Leslie Taylor was one of our speakers, and of course she chaired the Housing Steering Committee, so she was strongly in favor of us moving this bylaw through to get going. Certainly I and others spoke to our appreciation to Parks Canada for partnering with us on this project, and that these lands released to us at a 95% discount is really what will allow us to build this housing at under market value. Borrowing the funds that we're doing right now, that's the mechanism that enables the purchase of the land without burdening the taxpayer. The project is not taxpayer funded. Administration stated that the construction financing would be in place until occupancy, until we actually get people renting units. But at that time, administration is confident that once we're collecting rents, those tenants will repay the debt, the financing costs, and the operation costs. And that seems to be one of the biggest misunderstandings out there, is that these projects, Steer Street and Cave, are not tax supported.
And at the open houses, I understand there was quite a bit of enthusiasm, especially from people who would just like to rent a place in Banff.
There were two events. The most recent one was the open house, which you helped us promote, so thank you for that. And that attracted about 70 residents, a lot of people from all areas of our community, seniors, young families, young adults. We had long-time residents, we had new residents, and many were renters and very interested in completing the need survey, because that's where we're looking for feedback around what should we build, plus learning about how they might qualify for a unit. That was, of course, another big question.
All the information from the open house is online?
Banff.ca/housing.
And what's the next steps when it comes to this project?
Well, the next step is really for us to conduct an analysis, and with the feedback from the public consultation, prepare a scope of work, which will certainly come back to council for deliberation again.
Sounds like there's quite a bit of enthusiasm around this project then.
Yeah, absolutely. And a few councillors spoke very passionately about the need for rental housing in our community. For me, this whole topic is about value. We often look at things from a cost perspective. I do look at this as a value, the value to our community, the value to our employers who will be able to attract and retain employees better, and the value of newly built safe accommodation that is populated appropriately and managed well. I think any council's vision for their communities, and certainly our council's vision for this town, is often demonstrated in where we allocate funds. And a place to call home is a vision that I believe all of this council shares.
Banff Mayor Karen Sorensen, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks, Rob. Good talking to you, and I'll be staying tuned for your news.